I will love you. together. These bones will sing, great. Father, we're in awe to be in your presence because you're an awesome God. And we pray today for so many things. We're privileged to worship you. And we have these prayer lists each week. And I just pray, Lord, that even I can remember to look at it during the week as we pray for our friends and family and church family, and Lord, I just learned that Kay Nixdorf has her replacement knee, the second surgery on that knee, tomorrow. Thank you that she and Ray are able to be here today, and we just lift them in love before you, and Kay particularly, that this surgery will go very well, unlike the first one, and that she has a great knee and can regain her mobility and be free of this, the pain she's in. We just pray your blessing upon Kay, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name, and you're the great physician. Just bless her in this surgery, Father. And we thank you that Charlie is back after his hip replacement, and that Betty was spared injury as she was riding with a friend who had an auto accident yesterday. We just thank you for protecting them, Betty and her friend, and we just lift that to you, Lord. We pray for these others, Lord, that I know Harold Godshall needs special prayers right now, and Grace, and all the others whose names we see before us. And thank you for watching over me through the episodes I've been going through with my heart, and thank you that I am trusting you, that I'm on the road to permanent recovery from all that, and thank you that I could be here today. And Lord, thank you that Mary Bell has finally received her reward in heaven, a reward that was so near to her heart throughout her life on earth. And as last Thursday, she was called home by you from this world into the world to come, and that her faith, of course, has been so strong for her, and we will honor her this week in her service and bless her family, Lord, who will miss her dearly. But we thank you for her witness of faith and love and your word and how she just lived her life for your kingdom. So we honor Mary Bell and thank you for her life. And Father, we pray for those that are expecting new life. Thank you that you're with Kelly and Bob, and Kelly, as she needs your grace medically through the completion of this pregnancy and birth, and we look forward to meeting their little child. And continue to be with Alicia and Ken and Rebecca and Nate. Bless these new lives that are coming. Those in mission, as we particularly focus today on Peru and Mark and Kristen, as we hear from Mark and the Word, and as we've heard from them yesterday and this morning. And bless the others, Lord, that we support in missions. And Father, our minds, if we watch any news at all, can't help being drawn to places like Texas, Louisiana, and now Florida, and also not as prominent on the news, but very much a real danger, the wildfires in the West, and the largest of which is in the area Sarah and Andrew live. Lord, we pray that you'll protect property and life, most of all life, in these natural disasters that occur, even now, as in the next hours, this monstrous hurricane makes its way up Florida. Just guard those we know there. Many of us have friends and family there, and we pray for your grace. We pray that this storm might turn out into the sea and wind down. We've seen that happen, Lord. We just pray it won't be anything like they're predicting. And if it is difficult, that there'll be grace for everyone to get through it. Father, we just pray for all these things and more that's in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you all. Wow. Welcome, everyone. You heard in the prayer some news. Kay's here, and we know that they delayed her surgery while she got over an infection. And so we're just glad, Kay, that you can have that operation tomorrow, and we pray it goes well. So God bless you. And we have today, as I'm always thrilled to have, my spiritual dad of over 50 years, Jake Wagner. And it was great that his daughter wanted to get some apples this time of year because it brought Jake here for this special weekend when we're looking at Mark and Kristen and their family. So, Jake, we're glad to have you here. And God bless you. Jake, last month, or in July, turned 95 years of age, and you know that you're 95?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Can you believe that? Can you believe it?
Believe what?
That you're 95?
No, I don't believe it, and I'm not.
Well, I always believe you, so maybe the calendar's wrong. How old am I? 69. It's the last I can say I'm still in my 60s. I don't look it. Thank you. You don't look 95. So we welcome Jake, Liz, and this is Jake's caregiver who lives with him, Victor, and he's doing a great job with Jake. Charlie, you had your hip replaced. Can you give us a demonstration and come on up here? I want to see you walk up to the front. Charlie, come up here. Can you walk up here? Let me see you. Come on up. We're so glad to see you here. You're doing a great job. No, come here. Come on. Don't leave yet, Charlie. Come here. Now you turn around. Okay, now I'd like to ask Ed Bachman to come over. One o'clock today is the game between the Eagles and the Redskins, okay? So, no offense, Ed. Look, what's that?
Redskins are picked by three touchdowns.
Oh, no, really? Okay, let's take a poll. Who's rooting for Charlie's team? Okay. Who's rooting for Ed's team? They're few, but they're loud. Thank you. Okay.
Who's rooting for my team?
Well, I would like to know
what's what. No, he's not loud.
All right. Well, it's great to see you all. Now, we do have a special weekend. I know many of you were here for a wonderful breakfast program yesterday. Mark is it the Lord's breakfast or the last breakfast? I guess it's called the Lord's breakfast. You know, we talk about the Lord's Supper, but Mark has just beautifully put together a teaching on Peter being met for breakfast after the resurrection with Jesus and the fishing, and just the whole thing was very profound. Mark, is it still possible for those that missed it to go to the one next week? You can email Mark and Kristen. There's a repeat of the breakfast we had yesterday. It was just a wonderful program. And it's going to be over at LCCS next Saturday. So that's another opportunity for you to get to another one of those if you missed the one yesterday. And as far as they're concerned, Mark and Kristen have finished their first three-year commitment. And now they're home on what's called home assignment. It's commonly called furlough. It's really 5 months from when they came in mid-August until they go home in mid-January. They will be with us. They're living at our house until after Christmas. Then they're going out to visit Andrew and Sarah and do some ministry in California before going back to Peru. Their next assignment that they've decided to do is to stay where they are. In Peru. They're going to be there not for another three-year period, but indefinitely until the Lord would call them elsewhere. And there's invitation open. Mark, you'll be hearing a little bit from Mark. He's preaching today, but the invitation's always open to go down and visit. You can do some mission work with the children, and they'd love to host anyone who wants to travel down there. And so keep that in mind. Also, on a practical note, their support hopefully will continue from those who are already supporting them. So that doesn't always happen. There are some who committed to these 3 years and are not able to continue. So they do need to raise another $500 a month in their support. And if you are supporting, that's great. And if that's what you can do, that's great. If you want to increase, that's great too. The way to do their support is directly to Kids Alive, and there are brochures about them on the table downstairs. It's their family picture and a form to fill out, so you can provide support to them you don't need to renew, I'm understanding. If we are supporting already, that'll just continue, right? Okay. But anyone who wants to add or to sponsor children, there's packets down there where you can sponsor a child. If the children are in their care center, I think they need about, how many, three or four to support? Two people to support. And then if they're in the children's home, they need about a dozen supporters. So the same people can support the same children. The other note is that they do need startup funds. That happened 3 years ago when they first went. And recently, Mark was appointed and Kristen with him, but I don't know exactly. I think they share everything, but Mark will be the director Peru of the whole nation of Peru, the director for discipleship and development. And he'll be traveling back and forth from the three sites, and he's kind of doing pastoral work with the teams, the house parents in the children's homes, the missionary staff. So God's really using him in some exciting ways, and in this new term, he's going to be the director of discipleship and development for all of Peru, for Kids Alive. And there's startup funds with that, and there's increased cost in their mission. So they are looking to raise a startup gift of $15,000. That's a one-time giving opportunity. And if you want to help contribute toward that gift, you're welcome to do that through the same brochure that's downstairs. Did I get all that correct? Okay. So keep that in mind. And this is kind of mission month. We're welcoming next week the Shannon family, Jerry and Christy, and their children. They have been for many years in Ethiopia, and they're being called now to leave the work there in the hands of the locals. They're doing a great job with their child care centers, and they're going to be going to Istanbul, Turkey, which is a very dangerous area, but they feel a strong call of God to do that. And we'll be hearing about that, as well as the continuing work in Ethiopia during Sunday school next week. I hope many of you can come out for that. And then Jerry will be preaching here during the service next Sunday. So keep that in mind. For those of you that were here for their open house, you probably learned that Christy is expecting a baby. And so they're going to be living in a mission house right over here on Crady Avenue next to the EC Church. That old parsonage has become a mission home, and they'll be staying there through the birth of the baby, which I think is expected in November. What's November? Oh, this month, September. Okay. So their being here next week will depend on them not being at Women's and Babies Hospital. But yeah, they're having a. And I said, well, and how many children is that, Rebecca, for them? That'd be seven, yeah. I think that's seven now. They've adopted other Ethiopians, and however, they're going home with the same number that they came with. They're taking a new baby back, and they're leaving their oldest, Josh, here to go to school in Texas. So they have a lot of neat things to hear about. Wonderful couple, so keep in mind next week for that. The weather's getting cooler. The painting job is becoming more critical. And there's been a handful of people doing a lot of painting, and I have wanted to. My health has prevented it up to this point in schedule and travels, but I want to get over here and do some painting, and I hope many of you will do the same. Mike Shirley is heading up that project, and Dale works with it and others. So if you can give some time painting, we want to get this done before winter. I'm going to be giving you more details, but the furnace is in. And we were granted a very low-interest loan through Eastern Mennonite Missions. It's like on 3.7-something percent for 10 years. We have some slate roof to repair, which we've added into that loan. The response to the capital campaign was great, and we took care of a lot of the cost of the furnace through that. So Lord's providing, and you'll be getting more details on that with a handout coming up in the next week or two. So we're grateful for that, and we will have heat this year from a new system. Sunday school has started. This week was Mark's ministry and Kristen's and their family, and next week will be the Shannons, but the week after that we're going to be doing something about calling, and Timothy and others are going to be working with that, Anne-Marie, So that's going to be a great Sunday school program, and we encourage you to be part of that. I think that's it. I had a lot to tell you about today. We have a birthday today? Oh, that's right. Adrian, what's yours, Adrian? Today. Oh, Adrian and Mark share a birthday. Good to have Adrian with us. So happy birthday, Mark. And in 2 days is Kristen's birthday. So this is birthday month. So happy birthday to you guys. I won't try to sing it. Now, please take a moment and welcome one another in the Lord's name.